So if we've understood the analogy of the bird with two wings, we will understand how to train in the perfection of wisdom. Because the perfection of wisdom is wisdom realizing emptiness associated with compassion for all living beings, there are two stages of training in the perfection of wisdom. There are two stages of training: meditation on compassion for all living beings and meditation on the emptiness of all phenomena associated with compassion for all living beings. So with the wish to train in the perfection of wisdom, what do we need to do? We need to train in compassion for all living beings, and we need to train in realizing emptiness of all phenomena associated with this compassion for all living beings. Or we can say bodhicitta. So then, just briefly, this is explained in part two of New Heart of Wisdom book. Meditation on compassion for all living beings. So in, for example, Mirror of Dharma, in the meditation on cherishing all living beings, Geshe-la says, just as all the Buddhas of the 10 directions changed the object of their cherishing from themselves to all living beings, and as a result attained the supreme happiness of enlightenment, so must I do the same. So just as all the Buddhas of the 10 directions changed the object of their cherishing from themselves to all living beings, and as a result attained the supreme happiness of enlightenment, so must I do the same. So we're going to use Buddhas as our example, and we think, what have Buddhas done, and what am I doing? And look at the difference between the two. So Buddhas changed the object of their cherishing from themselves to others. What is the result? Enlightenment. We focus, due to the ignorance of self-cherishing, only on our own happiness and our own freedom from suffering. What is the result? This self-cherishing ignorance is deceiving us. As we understood yesterday in the empowerment, we've brought nothing with us except delusions and suffering. We've wasted every former life due to self-cherishing ignorance, and we will continue to waste our lives and perpetuate the cycle of impure life through the ignorance of self-cherishing. So we're encouraged to look at Buddha's example and make a decision to do something that we haven't done. Change the object of cherishing from ourselves to all living beings. So we're understanding why we need to train in compassion through looking at the examples of all the Buddhas of the past and follow their example. So we always choose ourselves as the object of our cherishing, and our suffering continues without end. Buddhas choose others as the object of their cherishing and have accomplished permanent liberation from sorrow and the supreme and everlasting happiness of enlightenment. So this clearly shows how our ignorance of self-cherishing is deceiving me. It's been deceiving me since beginningless time. So now we think, now is the time to change the object of my self-cherishing, following Buddha's example, from myself to other living beings. I must do this. So again, through contemplating this explanation, a new determination arises in our heart. We don't want to follow self-cherishing ignorance anymore. It's deceiving me. I must change the object of my cherishing from myself, always thinking I, my happiness, my freedom from suffering, to others. We make this determination. Also, in truth, we understand the happiness and freedom of all living beings are more important than our own because we're just one single person. So it makes logical sense from the point of view of which is more important, the happiness and freedom of all living beings or our own, the happiness and freedom of one single person. I am only one, others are countless. There is no doubt others' happiness and freedom is more important than my own. I must liberate all living beings permanently from their suffering by my attaining enlightenment. So this is a little bit condensed way of thinking, but we can move our mind from the determination to change the object of our self-cherishing from ourself to others, following Buddha's example, all Buddha's examples. I must liberate all living beings from suffering permanently by my attaining enlightenment. So this is compassion, wishing to liberate all living beings from suffering permanently, that understands we can only do this by attaining omniscient wisdom of enlightenment. Only omniscient wisdom, completely free from all mistaken appearance, has the power to liberate all living beings from suffering permanently. And in this way, we develop the supreme good heart, bodhicitta.